and they are Saturday, February 11th, Saturday, February 25th, and Saturday, March the 10th. Last year, we had as many as six, and that felt like maybe too many. So this year, we're doing three to give people a couple different opportunities to go sample the arts.
So give us a little peek at what people are going to see when they go on these various weekends. What kinds of arts are going to be available for folks to see?
There's a really wide variety. Coming up on February the 11th, you can take in a all-family symphony concert at 10 a.m. in the morning. That's the Big Bad Brass Bash. And then at the Art Museum and Playhouse in the Park, the Madcap Puppets will be there. You can take backstage tours at the Playhouse. The Cincinnati Bombshells, the Yarn Bombers, will be installing a giant fuzzy chandelier in the Great Hall of the Art Museum. You can also head up to the Westchester Library. They've got activities all day, as well as at the Fitton Center in Hamilton, Wyoming Fine Arts Center. There's three great choir concerts at St. John's Unitarian in Clifton, and just lots and lots of things. More than 50 events happening on Saturday the 11th.
Well, that's a lot for one day. What about now the other days?
The other days are jam-packed as well. On February the 25th, we've got lots of events in Northern Kentucky at the different libraries and Circus Mojo. We've also got events at the Sharonville Fine Arts Center and all over the region. And on March the 10th, we've got lots of activities at the museums downtown. The Taft Museum of Art has a great lineup, including Tracy Walker and FOMO Brothers, the gospel soul group. There's activities at the Contemporary Arts Center, Learning Through Art. The Cincinnati Ballet has dance groups in its studio all day long. There's really something for all ages, all households, and the best way to find it all is through our new free app, the Macy's Art Sampler app. You can download it on your iPhone, Android, or access it on the mobile web, and it can help you find directions, find things in your neighborhood, find things that are just right for your teenager or your toddler, or if you'd like to avoid both of those ages, you can find the things that are just for adults.
Do other cities do something like this, or is this unique to Cincinnati?
You know, there are a few other cities that have free arts festivals, but this is certainly one of the largest, both in terms of the number of events and the geography of it. You know, we've got events from Erlanger all the way up to Mason, and I think that makes it really special. It's also one of the longest running. We're now in our 26th year. And so while you might find other types of these events in places like Seattle, this one is really special to our region.
Rebecca Brommels is Director of Communications for ArtsWave. The first of three arts sampler days in the Cincinnati area takes place this Saturday, February 11th. The other two will be Saturday, February 25th and Saturday, March 10th. I'm Steve Hirschberg.